In an earlier lesson, we learned how to solve impossible problems by applying a key dimension of the skip it principle, and that was, whatever problem you've got, that's not it. We learned that the reason we get stuck with an unsolvable problem is the fact that we are working on the wrong problem. When we can identify the correct problem, we can solve it and move forward faster. In this lesson, we're going to apply the skip it principle in a different way. Not by using the peel the onion process we learned earlier, but instead by learning how you can actually skip some, if not all, of the stages and steps you think you have to go through to be successful. Think of it this way. Instead of engaging with your biggest roadblocks by confronting them, many times you'll find you can simply leap over them. This is not a philosophy of denial, avoidance, or procrastination. It is a powerful kind of conceptual jiu-jitsu that teases previously invisible crises out into the open, where you can take decisive action to address them, often finding that our required actions can actually be skipped altogether to get to the same or better result. For example, I was watching the History Channel last night, and there was a program describing World War II in the Pacific. The initial plan to win the war involved recapturing all of those hundreds of islands that the Japanese occupied between Hawaii and mainland Japan. Because the plan involved fighting hundreds of battles to recapture all of those islands on the way to Japan, the plan would take many years to accomplish, not to mention a tremendous loss of life. The answer was to skip large portions of the plan altogether. Instead of recapturing all of those islands, the concept of island hopping was developed. Just retake the islands on the shortest path to Japan and leave the rest of the occupied islands behind. By skipping the part of the strategy that required the recapturing of all the occupied islands, success was dramatically accelerated, not to mention saving countless lives on both sides. India skipped a plan to install massive amounts of cable and phone lines throughout the country by using satellites and other wireless systems. Apple skipped having the user remember all those passwords by using a thumb reader to verify your identity. Are you worried about having your credit card number stolen when you use your smartphone to make a purchase? Apple once again skipped the problem by having the phone generate a one-time number to verify the purchase. No credit card number is exchanged. If the retailer is hacked, they get nothing. Let's say you're planning to launch a new business and it would take months to find venture capital. Skip it and use Kickstarter to fund your new business. Trying to generate ideas for a new product or a new service? Skip it by creating an online contest to pull ideas from millions of creative thinkers. Your learning activity will show you how to apply the Skip It principle to accelerate your success.